Ksuvas, Perek Beis, Mishnah Ches, and truly a direct continuation of the previous Mishnah, where we have the Tanakama who said that even an Eid Echad, a single witness vouching for the status of someone being a Kohen, claiming to be a Kohen, is believed, even if that person doing the vouching looks like he's part of a conspiracy, they're Golan. We have three more Shitas in our Mishnah here that will address this point. First, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ein Malin Lekahuna Al Pi Eid Echad. Rabbi Yehuda says simply the exact opposite. He says, no, for someone to be confirmed and believed to be a Kohen, he must have two witnesses. One witness will simply not do. Now, the truth is that Me'ikar HaDin really should be that one Eid Echad should be enough to confirm for a Surin, for things like this, for eating Truma and so on. The reason why Rabbi Yehuda is strict is because he's concerned, he says, people who are permitted to eat Truma can be safely assumed to be miyuchas, to have a proper lineage, to marry into families that keep lineage proper, like Kohanim families and so on. And the concern, therefore, is if he only has one witness, an Eid Echad, that won't be enough to confirm his yichus, and therefore people will wrongly rely upon this person to be miyuchas, to be properly pedigreed, when in fact he isn't. And therefore, Yehuda says, no, you need to have two witnesses to allow a Kohen to be treated as a Kohen, and to believe such a claim, and to give him Truma, give him an aliyah to the Torah as a Kohen, and so on. The third Shita, Am Rabbi Elazar, and Rabbi Elazar says, a Masai, when is that true, that we need two witnesses? That's B'makam Sheish Orin, where people are raising a doubt. Of a B'makam Shein Orin, if there's no people raising a doubt, claiming that he's not a Kohen, then Malin L'Kohuna Al Pi'ed Echad, then one witness will do. So what's going on here, before I even explain the words, is really Rabbi Elazar is agreeing with the Tanakam of the previous Mishnah. And he's saying that one aid will do. And we'll have to discuss afterwards what the difference is between his Shita and the Tanakam of the previous Mishnah. But here, just the case is that you have a person who is muchsak as a Kohen, meaning he's been established as a Kohen, we know his father's a Kohen, and we're treating him as a Kohen. Let's say he has one Eid Echad that confirms his father's a Kohen, so now we believe him. But then, you know, rumors swirling around town, you know, maybe his mom wasn't, his mom was really a divorcee, and therefore he is, the child, the Kohen in question, really is a halal, and although his father may be a Kohen, he's not a legitimate Kohen. So he had one aid to support him, but there's like rumors. Now, two guys come to corroborate those rumors, and those people are the Orin. They're saying, listen, those rumors are true. These two guys testify that the Kohen in question had a mother who was a divorcee, and therefore this guy's a halal, and therefore this guy's not a Kohen. So that being the case, the only way we can still let this person continue to be a Kohen is if we have two other witnesses who will say, no, it's not true, his mother was not a divorcee, and therefore he is not a halal, and he's a Kohen. Because then you'd have two against two saying he's not a Kohen, two saying he is a Kohen, and that if you have that kind of stalemate, so then we're back to the chazaka and the status quo, which is he was accepted as a Kohen beforehand, so he keeps on his Kohen status. So that's the case where Rabbi Elazar says you need two witnesses to offset the two who are claiming he's not a Kohen. Now, of course, the Tanakama of the previous Mishnah would agree the same thing. If you have two witnesses that say guy's not a Kohen, of course, that would trump one witness saying he is. So the dispute is only where you have a single witness who's vouching for this Kohen in question, and it looks like there's a conspiracy. They're Gomlin, perhaps. So that being the case, the Tanakama from the previous Mishnah says we do believe a single witness, but Rabbi Elazar of our Mishnah here says we wouldn't believe a single witness in a scenario where it looks like Gomlin, like a conspiracy, but in other cases we would believe a single witness. The Mishnah, again, the words inside, Amar Rabbi Elazar, a Masai, when is it true that we need two witnesses? Only if, B'makom Sheish Orin, where two other witnesses have come now to call this Kohen into question, testifying that his mother actually, let's say, he's not a Kohen. Like, for example, if his mother, they're claiming his mother was a divorcee. Of B'makom Shein Orin, if there was no two such people that are denying his status as a Kohen. So then, Malin Al-Pi Eid Echad, Malin L'Kahuna, we'd let him be treated as a Kohen, even with a single witness. And that's true, again, the difference, like the Tanakhama of the previous Mishnah, just that he wouldn't trust a single witness if it looks like there's a conspiracy where each one is vouching for the other one. The fourth shita now is the shita of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, who says, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, who's the son of Rav Gamliel de Yavne, so he says, Omer Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Hasagan. He says, in the name of Rabbi Shimon, the son of the Sagan. Sagan means the deputy. The Sagan was the number two man to the Kohen Gadol. And according to the Rambam and Perish Mishnayos, this is the famous Rabbi Chanina Sagan of Kohanim, so who was the father. In any case, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel really is going to be aligned with the second Shita of the four, meaning the first Shita of our Mishnah, meaning Rabbi Yehuda, who held, you need to have two witnesses. He's going to say you need to have two witnesses to give a person Cohen status. He'll only argue in a case where the witnesses that are saying that he is a Cohen are not coming together. And if that been the case, you have a single witness who says this fellow is a Cohen, and then you believe him. But then you have two witnesses that say he's not a Cohen. So now, certainly you don't believe him. When I say you do believe him, you mean you just this witness is accepted. But we need two witnesses. So you have two witnesses saying he's not, and one witness says he is. So then, what if another witness comes and says he is a Cohen? So you ultimately have two witnesses saying he is, and two saying he isn't, and he had a status quo, a chazaka, being a Cohen, going into this discussion. Do we let him stay as a Cohen? Or do we say no? Now the question would be, the two witnesses who are saying he is a Cohen didn't come together. And while Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel of our Mishnah here, the fourth Shita, says, yes, two witnesses don't have to come together, they come separately, and we'll still like combine their testimony to allow this person, you know, to give their testimony as a pair of two, have the weight against the other pair of two, and therefore it'll be a sort of a deadlock, two against two, and therefore go back to the status quo. So that's what Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel holds. Rabbi Yehuda, the second of the four opinions, the first of our Mishnah here, holds no. You have to have two witnesses coming together to testify. If one comes and then two contradict him, then another one comes later on, you don't combine those two sets of those two individual witnesses to make them like a set. And the truth is that machlokus between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel in our Mishnah here is a machlokus which would then be applicable throughout Kol Torah Kula. Anytime you have such a scenario, we need witnesses. Can you take two witnesses who are coming separately, one not with the other, and then put them together or not? And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you can't. Rabbi Shimon Galil says, yes, you can. Let me read the words inside now. Rabbi Shimon Galil, Omer, Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Sagan, Malin lekahuna al pi eid echad. We do give him Cohen status based on a single witness. This is not at all what it looks like on face value. This is him agreeing with Rabbi Yehuda that you need two witnesses. He's just saying, if you had one witness that said yes, two witnesses that say not a Cohen, and then another witness, the fourth one that says yes again, we'll combine those two witnesses, the first and the fourth, even though they didn't come together, to be a single pair, to you know equal out with the two who said he's not, and now you're back to a deadlock, and you left a chazaka, and he had been a Cohen before, because based on his father being a Cohen, so we let him stay being a Cohen. So that machlokas, if you can combine two witnesses who don't come together to be a single pair of witnesses to testify is a real machlokas. The halacha is like Shimon ben Gamliel, that we do combine two witnesses who don't come together to be like a single pair. So the halacha would be like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, and that's what the Bartanura says. However, again, halacha lamaisa lamaisa, nowadays, since there's no issue of eating truma, nor of yichas in general, therefore the din is if a person says he's a Kohen, we believe him and treat him as a Kohen, even if he has nobody who's corroborating that he is a Kohen. We just give him the aliyah when he says he's a Kohen.